Today, during the period under review, Malta has significant steps in mainstreaming LGBTIQ plus rights in society. We are also honored and privileged to have hosted Europe Pride Valletta 23 between the 7th and 17th September 2023, showcasing over 60 events, including artistic exhibitions, film screenings, culture performances, discussions and conferences. The events culminated in two Pride marches in Malta and Gozo. The LGBTIQ plus human rights conference delved into various issues affecting the LGBTIQ plus community, such as those affecting trans and intersex persons. Other themes included religion, disability, sports, family and health. A discussion was also held on issues faced by LGBTIQ plus individuals in the MENA region. On the 17th May 2023, the International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia and Transphobia, we launched our third LGBTIQ plus equality strategy and action plan for 2023 to 2027. The strategy is a product of our partnership with the LGBTIQ plus civil society and various stakeholders. It addresses 10 core areas and incorporates 90 actions. The strategy adopts an intersectional approach and therefore acknowledges the multifaceted aspects of individual identities. The adoption of the guidelines on the recognition of sex, sexuality and gender, adopted in October 2021, aimed at assisting the public administration in correctly interpreting legislation related to LGBTIQ plus equality. This served as a significant step towards ensuring fair and equitable treatment for all individuals, regardless of their sex, sexuality or gender. Meanwhile, in March 2023, Malta launched an official queer dictionary and reporting guidelines to promote respectful terminology and improve media reporting on LGBTIQ plus issues. This initiative plays a significant role in fostering an inclusive society. We also amended our Affirmation of Sexual Orientation, Gender Identity and Gender Expression Act in January 2023 to strengthen measures to prohibit the promotion of conversion therapy practices of LGBTIQ plus persons. The amendment clarified what constitutes advertising of conversion practices. Currently, we are engaged in discussions with non-binary individuals to understand their needs and expectations with a view to introducing a third legal gender option, X. The establishment of the LGBTIQ plus consultative council in 2013 remains one of the best experiences for the Maltese government, as it serves as a forum for the public administration and civil society organizations to discuss issues affecting LGBTIQ plus persons. The Council plays a vital role in advising government and recommending policies to advance LGBTIQ plus rights. Ambassador, gender mainstreaming remains a central pillar of government's work. In 2022, Malta's first ever Gender Equality and Mainstreaming Strategy and Action Plan, GEMSEP, was launched, which reflects Malta's commitment to promoting equal opportunities and removing gender-based obstacles. The strategy aims to integrate a gender perspective in policymaking processes to ensure equality in various sectors. In fact, GEMSEP focuses on 8 strategic objectives, including strengthening institutional mechanisms for gender mainstreaming and equality, guaranteeing equal access to employment in all sectors, enhancing women's economic independence, challenging gender stereotypes in the educational system, promoting co-responsibility and balance of work, private and family life, achieving gender balance in political and public decision-making, promoting gender equality in social well-being and healthcare policies, and eliminate gender imbalance in the field of justice by addressing gender bias and gender stereotypes. An interministerial committee has been set up to ensure the effective implementation of this strategy across all ministries, and the Human Rights Directorate is responsible for coordinating and monitoring the strategy's process. Colleagues, the Human Rights Directorate also plays a crucial role in coordinating national efforts to combat human trafficking through the Anti-Human Trafficking Interministerial Committee, formed in 2022. Addressing legislative changes recommended by the Group of Experts of Action Against Trafficking in Human Beings, GRETA, and raising awareness. In doing so, we are also relying on foreign experts. Through a technical support instrument project, the Council of Europe experts were engaged by the European Commission to provide their expertise in the design and implementation of a new anti-trafficking strategy. This would strengthen Malta's efforts in combating human trafficking. On the 25th July 2023, a conference entitled "Reach Every Victim of Human Trafficking, Leave No One Behind" was held as part of the UN Blue Heart campaign. This also served as a lead-up to the UN World Day Against Trafficking in Persons, on 30th July. I would now like to turn to the area of intercultural affairs and anti-racism, where we have also achieved various milestones. Malta's first ever anti-racism review was launched in October 2022. As a result thereof, over 500 people from the public service were trained on anti-racism during 2023. Through the EU co-funded project and Racism MT, the University of Malta conducted research on hate speech, whilst the National Commission for the Promotion of Equality, another partner, developed the anti-racism policymaking tool, which will be used by the public sector. We are currently working to launch a second integration strategy, which would build on the achievements, best practices and lessons learned on the first strategy. The I Belong program, a training program in two stages, which has been provided through the first integration strategy, has exceeded our expectations with the remarkable number of applicants. Since the beginning of the program in 2018, more than 10,000 individuals applied to undergo this training program. The area of integration is another area in which we are relying on the expertise and advice of foreign experts. Technical experts were also engaged through the technical support instrument for a project entitled Online Pre-Departure Integration Measures in Malta, with a view to improving integration governance and creating a sustainable national system for pre-departure integration measures in legal migration. We are envisaging that through this project, we would facilitate the integration process for individuals granted the right to live and work in Malta. Thank you.
Thank you.